Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of the fifth inning, Hunter Rademacher, Will Funk, Nick Stangler. Scheduled to face Owen Ellefson. Ellefson has given up four hits so far, hit a couple through the first four innings, and the pitch two, Rademacher strike called 0-1. Hunter's 2-for-2, has two of the four hits off of Ellefson today. The draftee from Crookston, his second pitch, a strike called, and 0-2 to Hunter Rademacher. Well, it's two strikes.
Looks like a young man, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And just inside to Rademacher, the count 1-2.
You notice that left-handers or right-handers, he'll establish that inside part of the plate, won't he?
He doesn't care,
he
no.
Get too comfortable.
You don't see that in a lot of pitchers today.
No, and that's I think it's a good thing.
Foul back and out of play by Hunter, and the count at a ball and two strikes yet.
Especially if you're right-hander, you know, the right-handed hitters, that makes that curveball look a little bit more dangerous.
Pitch. Ooh, just missing outside, and the count two balls, two strikes to Hunter Rademacher. Hunter's been left stranded out on the base paths. Today, New Munich has left six base runners and drive to center field. With the catch out in center, it's Gunnar Harris and one out. That'll bring Will Funk to the plate. Will 0-for-2. Oh, in one of his at-bats, he tried bunting his way on and it went foul. See if he tries to start something here in the fifth. Throws a bunt down that third baseline. It goes foul again. And 0-1 to Will Funk.
Will, a number three hitter in this lineup, is a good hitter. That goes to show, if you got power or not, you can still try to get on base for your team.
Now, the umpire grabbed him right after he got back to home plate and just said something to him, and I don't know what it was about whether he was close to being out of the box when he bunted that or not.
Looking at his back foot there, you look at that where the line is, mm-hmm. in the left-hander's batter's box. It's kind of right on that, probably behind it a little bit.
And the pitch to Funk is outside now. Two balls and a strike to Will Funk. Two, one. Ellefson's pitch outside and now 3-1 to Funk. Nick Stangler on deck for New Munich. Funk fouls this to the backstop and the count full at 3-2. We do know we'll be in Delano next Saturday, and that is for a 1:30 game with the Cold Spring Rockies and Farming. Farming the top seed out of Region 15C. Here's a ground ball to third. Up with it cleanly and across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout of Will Funk. Strong throw by Chipurdia.
It's a little unusual, too, to have two teams meet up that are within, 10 miles of each other?
Yeah, but you look at over the years, have they had these matchups, really?
Yes, it's, they do.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
It is. I mean, survival of the fittest, sure, sure. We from Central Minnesota would love to see, a Lake Henry-Kimball matchup every year, something along those lines, but that's not always the case. First pitch of ball to Nick Stangler. There's a strike called and 1-1. Stangler rips this one to short. Shepherd up with it across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout. That'll do it for New Munich here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 4.5. It's Marble 4, New Munich 1. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Hunter Shepherd will lead it off for Marble. It is the 2-3-4 hitters against Aaron Vogt. Aaron has come on in relief of Jim Toole. Six batters faced and six out so far. Shepherd will take a ball from Aaron Vogt. 1-0, 4-1 our score. Marble with the lead over to Munich. Pitch inside a ball and now 2-0. Two-oh the count. Here's a drive to left field right at Hunter Rademacher, who makes the catch for the out. Boy, that inside-out swing, and Rademacher playing it perfect.
Hit that one well, too, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I bring catcher Tanner Shepherd to the plate. Tanner 1-for-2 today.
I don't see too many jerseys with number 99 on either, do
no,
you?
No. It's the Wayne Gretzky of baseball. And here's a ground ball to Reller. He flips to Aaron Vogt, and it goes right off of Aaron's glove. That'll be an error in the pitcher. Oh. Reller had a nice flip. It's just Vogt didn't come up with it.
Yeah, it was a little bit up on him, but it's still very catchable.
Nick Shade to the plate. Nick 0-for-2 today. First base runner against Aaron Vogt. Now, Aaron, he pitches from the stretch all the time now.
Yes, he does.
So don't have to worry about the windup. Vogt kicks and delivers. And Shea, a ground ball to Reeland at third. He bobbles it once. They get one at second. Safe at first on the relay, and so I think without the Reeland bobble, they maybe get them both.
I think they do. Yep, Reeland has kind of rolled up on him a little bit, got the grip on it, and made it close at second base. I think Chad Funk there, he was kind of a little bit of danger to slide there, but he got rid of it. I think you're right, though. Without the little bobble, they'd get both.
And Matt Etze to the plate. Matt 0-for-2 today. Takes the curveball from Aaron Vogt, a strike and 0-1. So Shea, the base runner, over at first with two outs. And Aaron Vogt looks down to Joe Stengler, his pitch, and fouled to the screen. And the count at 0-2 now to Etze. Four runs, six hits, no errors for Marble. One run, four hits, and a couple errors for New Munich here today.
A couple of baseballs here. I don't know. Aaron couldn't find the right one, if they got a little moisture on them or.
It's kind of cool here in Maple Lake, too. I've seen where they bring the umpires in and somebody's always carrying a full dozen baseballs, a box of baseballs, too. So I think each game they maybe work with a dozen baseballs.
Well, I would imagine.
There's strike three called, and Etze gets caught looking. That'll end the fifth for Marble. No runs, no hits. There was an error, and one left on base. We played five innings here at Maple Lake. It's 4-1. Marble with the lead. We're back in a minute.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs, too. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better. New Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They appreciate your business and thank you.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
And welcome back. We're in Maple Lake heading to the top of the sixth inning. Marble holding on to a 4-1 lead over New Munich.
So if you're looking up to next year, we're at a state tournament. It'll be at two sites in New Ulm and Springfield. In 2021, we'll travel to Chaska, Waconia. There's three sites, actually, in Hamburg, 2022. Then we're going to go to Meesville, Dundas, Faribault. We'll get some miles on.
Those will be some long trips. Chad Funk leads off the inning here for New Munich, and the first pitch, a big breaking ball strike, and 0-1. As Funk takes low and away, and the count at 1-1. 1-1 the count. It'll be Funk, Nick Stangler, and actually Funk, Ty Reller, and Tanner Reeland here in the inning. There's a strike call to Chad Funk in 1-2. Chad 0 for 2 today. Lifson delivers. Funk sticks the bat out and bloops this one over the second baseman's head to start things in the sixth. I like that, Chad. Not trying to do too much with that pitch, Don.
Do what's given to you. Play the ball the way it's supposed to be, and he just, that's what he does. He doesn't try to pull that ball. If he does, he pops it out, I think. You haven't seen too many games where Chad goes without a hit.
No, he's a magician with that bat, actually. Just knows how to handle it. Ty Reller, 0 for 1 today, walked in his last at bat. Ellefson's pitch, and Reller, ground ball to short. Gobbled up there by the shortstop, Shepard. He bobbled it and then picked it up and still was on second base, and he got the force out of Chad Funk. But that looked like almost a tailor-made double play.
That was tailor-made, and I think he knew it too. And he forgot the ball there, I think, at first. Got it just in time before Chad got there. And Chad making sure with the umpire and gave him thumbs up that he was out.
And Tanner Reeland to the plate. Tanner today, 0 for 1, was hit by pitch and scored the Silver Streak's only run so far. He chops it at the plate. Foul and 0-1. Tanner's trying to catch that curveball down before it breaks, and he's lunging at it, isn't he?
I think he should keep his weight back here a little bit, Tanner, and see once what happens, or move up in the box a little bit.
Notice the last at-bat, too. He chopped it back to the pitcher on the mound, and almost an identical swing to the one he had there. There again, he's out in front of that curveball, trying to hit that curveball.
Lunging at the pitches here.
0-2 to Tanner Reeland, one out and one on. Ellefson's pitch, that's low and away. Shepard, nice stop behind the plate, and the count at a ball and two strikes. Winner of this ball game gets Hutchinson on Friday night next week. Reeland drives it to right field. There to make the catch, though, is Nick Johnson for the second out.
There, that was a little better by Tanner Reeland. He actually kept his weight back there and took the ball on the outside and just kind of did what Chad Funk did, was try to poke it out there and get it on the green, but he got left of it. So. Flew out to right field.
Going to bring Logan Funk to the plate. Logan 1 for 2 today.
Okay.
know, a little bit of a pause here, and now the umpire says, okay, we can go. Ellefson kicks and delivers, and Funk takes the first pitch, popping it up to center field. Back on the grass is Shepherd from short. He'll make the catch for the out, and that will end the Silver Streak sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on base. We have played 5.5. It's Marble 4 and Dominic 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Farmers, Hecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with all your feed needs. We offer free forage testing, urine, pH, and blood testing to help better your animal programs. We carry cow, sheep, goat, duck, chicken, and beef feeds. To learn more, give Hecker Feed Service LLC a call at 320-837-5800. Good luck to New Munich Silver Streaks and all the area teams from Hecker Feed Service.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Hey, welcome back. Bottom of the sixth inning. 4-1, Marble with the lead over the New Munich Silver Streaks. Are 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Marble. 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors for New Munich. Leading it off is Gunnar Harris, and the first pitch to Harris is a strike call to 1-1. Harris, Nick Johnson, Brooks Bachman. Middle part of that order as Harris falls it back and out of play. And the count 0-2, now to Gunner. 0-2. Harris, a right-handed hitter. Facing the right-hander, Aaron Vogt. And another foul back and out of play. And the count stays 0-2. Got baseball going on over on KDDG2 this afternoon. Colts bring Springers and Victoria's. Victoria was leading the Springers the last we heard, 1-0. Single elimination in the first round in Class B, and then they go into a double elimination format. Here in Class C, it's all single elimination. 1-2. And Harris will take high for a ball and 2-2. Twins leading the Rangers, 2-0. That's in the third. Down in Arlington. And the pitch from Vogt, chop ball at the plate. 2-2 to Gunnar Harris. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Just a little bit low in the count, full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Harris, ground ball up the middle. Will Funk has it. And over to first, 6-3 in the putout. Nice play by Will Funk.
Now at the plate, right fielder Nick Johnson.
And Nick Johnson steps into the batter's box. The lefty is 0-for-1 today with a walk and a run scored. Here against Aaron Vogt, he's 0-for-1 and drives this to left field. Coming in, Hunter Rademacher, he calls for it and makes the catch for the second out. 2 outs. And Brooks Bachman. Bachman 0-for-2 today.
Aaron doing his job coming in here in the third inning has pretty much shut Marble down. Here.
He has.
He has shut him down.
He's given up one base runner, and that base runner reached on an air.
Right.
Swing and a miss by Brooks Bachman, strike one. The Silver Streaks have had base runners. I mean, they've left 7 on already, and they've had some opportunities. Big curveball by Aaron Vogt, strike two. 0-2, the count to Brooks Bachman. Aaron Vogt ready. Pitches high for a ball, 1-2. More coming out today on Matt Geislinger and throwing a one-hitter from what we're reading today against Stark. A one-hitter for Watkins. Geislinger just superior on the mound.
One walk. One hit.
One walk, one hit.
19 strikeouts.
19 strikeouts for the Clippers.
It's a pretty nice day, isn't it?
Yep, yep. And then he gets a week off and he can throw next week again. Foul back and out of play by Brooks Bachman. Count at 1-2. Pitch is a little bit low, 2-2.
They'll play Morris. That'll be next Sunday at 11 o'clock. That's the game before us.
Oh.
No, we play Saturday. Saturday. That's right. Farming plays Saturday.
Here's a pop-up that's going to go foul over by the fan section down the third base line. Count stays 2-2.
That would have been nice. Game before us. Could have
Absolutely.
Come and watch that.
We might have even wanted to broadcast that.
There you go.
Two outs, two strikes. Vogt looking down to Joe Stengler. Joe throws down that sign, and here's a drive to center field. Hinnenkamp coming in. Jacob will make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Marble here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played six this afternoon in Maple Lake. It's Marble 4, New Munich 1. More baseball coming at you in a minute on KASM.
Stop in at Shady's in New Munich and enjoy their specials. Tuesday, enjoy Taco Bar. Wednesday, 2 pounds of wings for $15. Thursday, their famous roasted chicken buffet from 5 until 8. Friday, street tacos. Saturday, it's pizza. Buy one, get one half off. Happy hour from 7 until 9. And Sunday, pizza. Buy one, get one half off. Drink specials Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Shady's wishing the best to the New Munich Silver Streaks.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman of Willembringdahl, Wolken & Zimmerman. We have 4 full-time attorneys in our office in addition to myself. My partners John, Neil, and Bo Pyrus head up the litigation team. They handle personal injury cases, insurance defense work, and a wide variety of other lawsuits. My partner Kelly Springer and our new associate Laura Martin work in the estate planning, real estate, business law, fields, and more. This next generation of lawyers stands ready to serve Chasm Country's listener. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, we got a good one going here in Maple Lake this afternoon. 4-1 Marble over New Munich. Joe Stengler will lead it off for the Silver Streaks. Joe will be followed by the top of the order. And Jacob Hinnenkamp, Hunter Rademacher, and Will Funk. And Stengler hit by a pitch again.
Yeah.
That's the second time in a row. Joe has been on base all 3 times today.
Joe's starting to think maybe he should bat left-handed, huh?
We're going to get a pinch hitter here. It looks like, is it Peyton Rademacher?
Peyton Rademacher.
Peyton's going to pinch hit for Jacob Hinnenkamp. Jacob had struck out 3 times against Ellefson today. And the pitch high for a ball, 1-0. Ellefson's pitch on the way. There's a strike and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Joe Stengler leads from first. And Rademacher bloops this to left field and diving and making a great catch out there is Jeff Moore.
Oh, my goodness.
Taking a hit away from Peyton Rademacher. Moore covers some turf, and what a nice catch.
Boy, he just laid himself out in the air and beautiful catch. I tell you, Joe Stengler is quite a ways off. A ways to second base.
And you just about have to be, right?
You bet.
Yeah. So one out, Hunter Rademacher to the plate. Hunter 2-for-3 today against Ellefson. Pitch a strike called and 0-1 to Hunter. Victoria leading the Cold Spring Springers 1-0. That game going into the 8th inning. That over on our FM 105.5. Strike 2 called to Hunter Rademacher. 0-2. Kick the pitch. That's over Rademacher's head. And one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Ellefson delivers, and strike three called. Rademacher gets rung up. Caught looking is Hunter. That'll bring Will Funk to the plate.
Good curve ball by Owen. Ellefson, he throws that good fastball. He keeps that inside-outside working for that fastball, and that curveball just freezes some of these guys. Buckles them at the knees, but they just didn't know what they don't know what's coming.
Well, Funk at the plate. He can get the Silver Streaks back to within one with a swing of the bat, and he tried to right there.
It was.
Big swing and a miss. Strike one on that fastball. Oh, one the count to Will Funk. Quick step off the rubber by Ellefson, and back to the first base goes Joe Stangler. Ellefson kicks and delivers, and high for ball, throw back to first. Safe at first is Joe Stangler on that snap throw by the catcher.
That was bang bang, wasn't it, at first place?
So Tanner Shepard wanting to keep Stangler close. Here's the pitch, and Funk will take it a little bit high in 2-1. Now he should get a pretty good pitch to see and hit here on 2-1, you would think.
I think so.
Owen Ellefson delivers, and Funk skies this one to left field back in the corner in foul ground and making the catch. In foul territory is Jeff Moore. He came up with a couple big catches here in the seventh against New Munich. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We played 6.5. It's Marble 4, New Munich 1. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy and Don back with you at Maple Lake. Irish Stadium.
Irish Stadium. That's a nice name, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice rendition of God Bless America.
By Leanne Rimes.
Yes. Seventh inning stretch. We didn't get up, did we?
No, we should have got up and stretched. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning, and for Marble, it'll be their number nine hitter, Jeff Moore. It's kind of amazing because after making two nice catches out there, he is the leadoff man, huh?
That's right.
It'll be Moore, Chipperdia, and Hunter Shepard here in the seventh. Aaron Vogt on the mound, delivers high, and the count 2-0 now to Moore.
Guys in the booth next to us are looking at the tracks coming from left field there, right across. Looks like big deer tracks, doesn't it?
It does. There's a swing and a miss by Moore, strike one. Two balls, one strike. Aaron Vogt has not given up a hit yet since coming on in relief back in the third inning. Relief of Jim Toole, a swing and a miss by Moore. Looks like a foul tip, says the home plate umpire, in the count at 2-2. The right-hander, his pitch, a swing and a miss. Moore's out on strikes. One out here in the seventh. And Michael Caperdia to the plate. Caperdia, 2 for 3 today. A couple base hits early on, and then bounced to the second baseman in his last at bat. Pitch a strike right at the knees, and 0-1.
Good command of both his fastball, curveball today, Aaron does.
Pitch inside now from Aaron Vogt, and the count 1-1. Earlier today, it was Avon defeating Lake Henry 3-1. Watkins over Stark 2-0. Pitch low and inside, and the count 2-1. Had some Class B baseball, too, earlier this morning. The Moorhead Brewers with the win in Class B. It's fall back and over our heads. Moorhead Brewers 5-2 over Egan over at Dassel. So all three sites, their second game going on right now. We had heard over in Delano, I believe it was 1-1 in that ball game over in Delano. 3-2 the count now to leadoff hitter Michael Caperdia. And Caperdia pops this one up. Foul. Ty Reller giving chase, and he's going to run out of room. The count stays full at 3-2.
Looks like that's Waterville and St. Benedict over in Delano.
Three balls, two strikes. New Munich trying to find some of their, I guess, hits.
Magic.
Magic. Magic's probably the best word, yeah. That they,
some of that back again here.
That they had in the Region 15C tournament. Followed back and out of play by Caperdia. Count stays 3-2.
Probably need a 45-minute rain delay.
That's right.
I don't think they want it here, do they?
Caperdia the check swing, and that'll go to the backstop again. The count stays 3-2. Caperdia making Aaron Vogt throw a few extra pitches. Here's the leadoff man, or make it the number two man here in the seventh inning, and now he gets rung up on strikes and two outs. So Aaron gets back-to-back strikeouts in the seventh, and Hunter Shepard to the plate. Hunter 2 for 3 today.
The batter for the Mallards, Hunter Shepard.
Hunter, a couple base hits in the first and second innings, and then a fly ball to left field in the fifth. Aaron Vogt delivers inside a ball, 1-0. One zero the count. Here's a check swing and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Vogt kicks, delivers inside, and now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. And a strike call, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. The Vogt pitch, right down the middle, strike two, 3-2. And Aaron Vogt's pitch, here's a ground ball, passed the glove of Tanner Reeland into left field. And they score that a hit right away.
Yeah, he couldn't get his glove down in time over there. Reeland at third base. It was by him just as he got his glove down.
That'll be the first hit off of Aaron Vogt since coming in the third inning in relief of Jim Toole. Just the second base runner against Aaron Vogt. And Tanner Shepard to the plate. And Hunter Shepard on first base with three hits today. Curveball outside. Ball one to Tanner Shepard. Aaron Vogt's pitch, a little bit high, and the count 2-0.
These two Shepard boys, they look like they're good hitters, don't they?
They really do.
Both from the left side.
The 2-0. Here's a ground ball to short. Will Funk will Flip it to Chad Funk at second, and the force out, 6-4. That'll end the seventh for the Marble Mallards. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played a seven innings here in Maple Lake. It's 4-1. Marble over Numinic. We'll be back in a minute on KASM.
Fabrell has been serving the area for 50 years with quality steel roofing and siding panels and more. Fabrell and Kramer Lumber and Melrose partner together to offer you superior service and an industry-leading product line. Fabrell comes in a variety of colors and profiles to fit your needs for commercial, residential, or agriculture building needs. Kramer Lumber supplies a wide variety of Fabrell products, including steel and aluminum panels for siding and roofing, trim, and other important accessories. Kramer Lumber, offering quality building since 1958. For all your building needs, make Kramer Lumber and Melrose your stop. Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Well, we're down to the eighth, or eighth and ninth innings, Don, for New Munich to do some battling here to find that magic that Don was talking about. And it starts with Nick Stangler, Chad Funk, and Ty Reller.
And we got Matt Emdick, a draftee from Meyer Grove, getting loose in the New Munich bullpen. I think that's an excellent idea, too, to get him ready to go in case they get a couple runs here.
Owen Ellipson's gone the distance for Marble this afternoon, the draftee from Crookston. Starts Nick Stangler out 3-0. Three balls, no strikes to Stangler.
Nobody in the active in the bullpen for Marble.
And a four-pitch walk to Nick Stangler to start the eighth inning for the New Munich Silver Streaks. And here comes the train.
I was looking for a helicopter.
One of the many trains that come through Maple Lake on a daily basis. Chad Funk in the batter's box. Chad, 1-for-3 today. Tries to get as low as he can, and the pitch is ruled a strike, and 0-1.
That's when you want to hit a pop-up in the infield with that horns blowing from that train. Can't hear anybody hollering who's got it.
0-1 the count. Funk will take low for a ball, and 1-1. 1-1, four runs, seven hits, no errors for Marble. One run, five hits, two errors for New Munich this afternoon. Ellipson's hit a couple guys, actually three batters. There's a strike call to Chad Funk, and now the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. That walk that he gave up, his first walk today.
Chad trying to get down that crouch a little further to get it over the top of him, but it ain't working.
Chad will follow it back and out of play, and the count stays 1-2.
Going to bring the left fielder in a little bit. I would also bring the right fielder in somewhat.
One ball, two strikes the count to Chad Funk. Ellipson's pitch, and a swing and a miss. Funk chasing that nasty curveball. He's out on strikes.
Wow. Haven't seen that one for a while, have you?
No, no. Usually you don't get Chad going fishing there.
Haven't set up real well.
That'll bring Ty Reller to the plate. Ty 0-for-2 today with a walk. Actually, the walk on base, the second walk today. So two walks, three hit batters, along with the five hits, and Reller drives this to right center field. Nobody's going to get this. That goes high off the wall. Stangler to third. Reller to second, and the Silver Streaks with runners at second and third. And one out. That just about went out. It hit maybe a foot from the top of the fence.
Boy, it was much below that yellow line that covers that top part of the fence. I'd say a foot below that. That hit pretty hard off that ball.
Exactly. Exactly. So Tyrell are getting into one. Going to bring Tanner Reeland to the plate. And now Paul Sand with Reeland here at the plate. What does he do? Wants to get both of those runs in if he can. That's inside. And Reeland just about hit by that pitch. No activity in the Marble bullpen. There's a strike on the outside corner to Tanner Reeland and the count, one ball, one strike. You'd almost think then maybe if there's no activity that the pitching change, if there is one, would come from the players. And Reeland slaps a single into left field. Paul Sands holding Ty Reller at third. Tanner Reeland delivers an RBI single, and it's 4-2. And let's talk some more magic as as New Munich has made this a two-run game.
Yes, they have. And I'll tell you what, Tanner Reeland finally got a little payback here, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He's been looking pretty sick at the plate the whole day, and he kind of kept us, like we were talking that previous set, about keep your weight back a little bit and look for that curveball, and he did.
Out to have a conversation on the mound is the Marmol manager right now. That's Robert Danusia. So he's out talking with his infielders and also the pitcher. And to the plate, it's Logan Funk. Logan 1-for-3 on the day. Logan had that base hit back in the second inning. Now we are seeing some activity in the bullpen. Looks like Christian Neumeyer. Throwing as Funk takes a strike called 0-1.
Christian Neumeyer.
First and third for the Silver Streaks here in the eighth inning, top of the eighth, one out. Ty Reller at third. Tanner Reeland at first. That pitch is inside to Logan Funk. And the count at a ball and a strike. Paul Sand going through some signs over at third. Tanner Reeland doesn't take a real big lead. And Funk chops this one off the plate. That's a foul ball. As that hit the grass, thought it was going to stay fair, and then it just spun out and came across the dirt and the chalk line.
Pretty nice gesture right of picture. He picks up Logan's bat and hands it to him. See you back in the batter's box, right?
So Logan Funk now down in the count at one ball, two strikes. Time being called by Ellefson, the pitcher, had a shoelace that was undone. And looks like Matt Imdick is done throwing in the New Munich bullpen. And Funk slaps it on the ground to short. This is going to score Ty Reller if they can get him in. And they're calling him safe at first on the double play attempt.
Close
ground ball to short. Yep, 6-4. They get the force out, but Reller scores. Reeland forced out. And Logan Funk hustling down the line beats it out at first.
Good. Good stretch by Nick Shea over there at first base. He was doing the splits over there, and just that they didn't get him at first.
That'll bring number 9 hitter Joe Stangler to the plate. Joe, 1-for-1 today, has been hit by pitch twice. And Shepard out to have a word with the base umpire as to whether Reeland had slid out of the baseline and interfered with him throwing, I think.
He was quite a ways on the outside of the bag, wasn't he? If you can look at the tracks over there.
Ellefson on the mound. His pitch to Stangler. Low and away. Ball one. New Munich back to within a run at 4-3 here in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch to Joe Stangler. The breaking ball from Ellefson. That's a strike and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Joe Stangler pops this one up in the infield. Over at second base, it's Bachman to make the catch for the out. That'll do it for the Silver Streaks here in the eighth. But they score two runs on two hits. There were no errors and one man left on base. We have played 7.5. It's Marble 4, New Munich 3. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Farmers, you work long hours to harvest the food that people around the world rely on every day. Haynesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, was built with you in mind. And we're proud to provide your insurance protection today and tomorrow. That's why we're taking this moment to say a heartfelt thank you for all you do. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. For all your farm insurance needs, see a local Haynesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.